We'll take that under consideration. Okay, we have Senator Machado asking if he is in the building nearby to present on his measure. I'm going to present on the Migdon measures and two of my own. I'll hand the gavel over to my good.
Mr. Chairman, if you will then begin on Senate Bill 1056 by Ms. Migdon, which has to do with oil spill prevention and response. It is an urgency bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Following the terrible spill in the Bay Area, something sort of common sense came out of it, and Senator Migdon seized on this, that the oil moves with the tides and the currents and should indeed be handled across jurisdictional lines, and it deals with some very good changes in terms of requiring response time within 2 hours and getting emergency notification out to all the 9 Bay Area counties, because each and every one of them could be affected and quite seriously, and the ecosystem of the entire Bay certainly would be affected. We have witnesses in favor and urge an aye vote.
We have witnesses in favor. Please state your name for the record and
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kathy Christian, representing the Marin County Board of Supervisors. Given the tide pattern in the Bay Area, in fact, Marin County's Bay Side was one of the first places hit by the oil spill, and the lack of notification made for a very difficult problem for the county and its cities in coordinating the response and not being able to provide a response, and a significant cost associated then, even at the local level, for dealing with the significant amount of oil that landed on the Bayside. It actually went out the Golden Gate and hit the other side of Marin County as well. So we urge your aye vote on this bill and think that we can do it very cost effectively.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, members, David Jones, on behalf of all the cities of Marin County, we're also in support. We think that we learned from our mistakes, and I think the mistakes that were made in this last go around could be avoided in the future, and we'd ask for an aye vote.
Any opposition? Finance Department.
Thank you. We have no fiscal concerns with this measure.
Any member of the committee have questions? All right. This is a candidate for suspense, and so we'll just shoot that right over, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right.
The next one
is 1668?
Yes. This measure by Senator Migdon deals with something that's been of deep concern in the Bay Area, but it's even broader than that, the sudden oak death syndrome. This disease is spreading, it's serious, it's costly, and is a big threat for the future. Urge an aye vote when this comes under consideration of suspense. We have witnesses in favor.
Those witnesses in favor, if you'd begin with your name and.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Kathy Christian, with representing the Marin County Board of Supervisors. Although sudden oak death is a problem in a number of coastal counties, Marin County has been designated essentially ground zero. It was first found there, and the extent of the problem is very significant. On behalf of the county, I would just like to point out to the committee the cost of not doing anything about dead and dying trees that fall on power lines and spark fires, that fall across creeks and cause flooding, and the fact that landowners, property owners, are unable to deal with the magnitude of the problem. Sometimes it costs more than $1,000 just to remove a single tree. Marin in the past has administered a program when there's been state money available and provided for local government efforts to our fire agencies and flood control agencies, Department of Public Works, and we hope that we are able to provide that function again. This is a desperately needed program.
All right. Next witness.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Tom Renfrey with Peterson Consulting, representing the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, in strong support. Thank you.
Department of Finance.
No file, Mr. Chairman.
Any members of the committee have a question? This is off to suspense.
Thank you for that effort.
And you did your best, sir.
It was a San Francisco.
All right.
Marin bill. Thank you.
Now we have, we will take Mr. Torlakson's bill 1114.
Thank you. This measure deals with teen driving in California, the high incidence of accidents, a disproportionate number of accidents, tragedies, deaths among teen drivers. This deals with a process for improving education, driver education, by adding a $10 fee to the current $27 license application fee. We have witnesses in favor. Urge your consideration under suspense calendar.
All right, witnesses in favor.
Mr. Chair, members, I'm Rosemary Shahan, President of Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety, and we believe this is a very important auto safety measure to protect our most vulnerable drivers, and we would greatly appreciate your support.
Thank you for your testimony. Yes, ma'am.
Isabel Garcia, California Teachers Association. We urge your support for this measure. The key to promoting safety on the highways and responsible driving with our youth is driver education and training in the public schools, and this bill will help achieve that.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Department of Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill would create a new fund in the state treasury from a $10 assessment on provisional licenses issued by the DMV. Those funds would then be continuously appropriated to the Department of Education. According to the DMV, the annual revenues it would generate is approximately $2.1 million. Because the fund source is unlikely to generate sufficient revenues to provide all schools with grants, this bill could drive pressure for further fee increases or pressure for Proposition 98 general fund backfill. The cost of such demand is difficult to quantify because the bill does not define the magnitude for the grants, but assuming that 90% of public high schools participated, we believe the cost could approach $100 million.
Any additional questions by the members of the committee? All right, sir, this will be off to suspense as well.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we have one last bill by... Oh, I see. All right. Senator Kuehl is going to present on Senator Machado.
Okay. I have one more bill. If I'll be brief in addressing it, is 1330, Technology Task Force for our schools. I may, Mr. Chairman?
I apologize to you, Mr. Chair. I thought right. we had gone over that one, but go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Technology is a key to improving and enhancing education in California, yet its application is spotty, its target is vague. This would create a state task force to look at how can we bring technology in its most robust, effective way into our school systems to be globally competitive, to empower educators as well as students. I urge your vote for this measure to enhance our understanding of what is needed in our schools, what's the price tag, and how do we get it?
Witnesses in favor.
Mr. Chairman and members, Brian Rivas on behalf of the California School Boards Association. This would bring together stakeholders and technology experts to develop a plan for the best use of technology in the classroom. For that reason, we're in support.
All right. Thank Any opposition? Department of Finance.
No file, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this bill is off to suspense, and now we would take Ms. Kuehl as you are coming to the to the chair's 1108, Mr. Machado, Ms. Kuehl.
Thank you, Senator. This bill would establish the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta Conservancy Program within the State Coastal Conservancy. I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear again how imperiled the Delta is. And it's not just about the natural resources, but the recreational opportunities and the agriculture as well. There are a number of agencies that see the Delta as their domain, but there's really very little coordination. So this bill would create a single entity to look after the Delta, help coordinate the various state agencies, and I'm sure Senator Machado and I would both appreciate your aye vote coming off suspense.
Thank you. This is a measure that, as a senator also representing the Delta, I've followed Senator Machado's thinking about this over time. I think it's timely and very, very important. So other comments, questions? If no objection, witnesses, finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill would create a new account within the Coastal Conservancy Coastal Conservancy Fund in order for the administration and implementation of this program. However, this bill doesn't transfer any resources to the account, and the account has no independent source of revenue. The State Coastal Commission estimates the bill would result in programmatic costs ranging from $100,000 to $300,000 and would require two positions in order to initiate the program, and that there would be ongoing costs of approximately $1 million requiring seven positions. While the bill would not require the Conservancy to engage in any programmatic activities until funding is available and appropriated, the bill would raise expectations that some level of program implementation would be initiated. Given the significant ecosystem and water supply reliability challenges in the Delta, the Department of Finance believes the cost of this bill would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, of course, I don't think Senator Machado would agree in any way. This is not the first conservancy to be established within the Coastal Conservancy. It says within Coastal Conservancy's own funds it can be done. I think your own analysis indicates that one position may be required initially, not two, so I know you'll look at all those issues on suspense.
We'll look at all those under suspense, as you just stated. Thank you, Senator Kuehl, for presenting, for Senator Machado. We are done with the main agenda. We're going to lift call. We have one remaining bill on call, and that is 1731 by Senator Yee. And the chair's aye, the vice chair's no at this time.
Batten, Corbett, Flores. Flores, aye. Renner, 9-5.
9-5. That measures out. Thank you all for joining us for this hearing.
Great. Mr. Chairman, good job.